Much as I like to think I've traveled light, caring little for the things of this world, the older I get, the more I see I've only been putting on airs. I'd make a lousy Buddhist. Attachment is one of my defining characteristics. The truth of that hit me a few winters back. My front porch bougainvillea was parched by the rainless, cold weather air, the poor thing marooned in a terracotta pot. Though most of my pet plants are native and entirely self-sufficient, for reasons of aesthetics, the bougainvillea lives on in a banged-up Mexican jug, and when things dry up, it gets thirsty. So I found myself muscling a bucket of water up the slope to the house, filled from a horse trough. The electricity to the pump was off for a remodeling project. The bucket had become a 30-pound pendulum, banging me in the leg with each step, slopping tepid water into my boot. "This is what attachment gets you," I groused to myself. But I couldn't ignore it, in part because I've owned the vine for decades. It came from my wise father, who presented it to me at a time in my life when my place needed some cheering up, and so did I. His gift was spur of the moment, a small green sprig contained rather unceremoniously in a cramped plastic pot. The South American vine has soldiered along ever since, covering itself every few months with nearly neon blooms. Even in the lush subtropics, these stand out, resembling a scattering of tissue paper confetti torn and cast just for my little parade. Every winter, when our microclimate gets a good 10 degrees colder than any other spot on the weather map, I swaddle that plant in sheets, muttering and cursing its thorns and its tacit imperative. I was a gift from your father. I must be cherished. Okay, I do, I think, as I shiver and wrap. In fact, I think the first time I ever saw bougainvillea, I was at my father's side. I was in fifth grade, and my folks, apparently, were still irreverent about public school regimes. They'd plucked me and my sister from our classes to give us a few idyllic weeks in Puerto Vallarta, long before the travel industry had discovered that part of Mexico's east coast. Knowing Papa and me, we were probably hand in hand. I was a little too old to be still riding on his shoulders, as we strolled the cobblestone streets, marveling at the extravagant vines. Years later, when I returned to Mexico to study, I encountered this passage by poet Octavio Paz, describing the iconic power the plant has for some of his compatriots, and for me too. He wrote, "If I say bougainvillea, you immediately think of those you've seen in your town climbing up an ash tree, purple and liturgical, or lying over a wall certain afternoons under silvery light, and bougainvillea forms part of your being. This is what you remember after having forgotten it," which may help explain my unreasonable attachment to this little, well, now not so little porch plant. 15 winters ago, when I had to bed rest my way through an at-risk pregnancy, I was allowed to get up just a few minutes a day. All my holiday crafting was limited to materials literally within easy reach, so I walked the few steps to the front porch where the bougainvillea sprawled and cut long branches. I twisted them carefully together into a couple of wreaths, one for me, one for my sister. I knew from years past that long after other flowers' colors fade, bougainvillea stay vivid like memory and love. When I visited my sister's house years ago, I saw a flash of fuchsia. Sure enough, there was that wreath, its papery flowers a little raggedy but still bright. I guess she wouldn't make much of a Buddhist either,